This is Fresh Air. Recently, a number of jazz musicians have dedicated albums to the works of a single composer, like Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, and Bill Evans. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review of a new release by drummer Aldo Romano, devoted to the compositions of Ornette Coleman, one of the founders of the free jazz movement. First, here's a little of Coleman's WRU, played by the composer.
Ornette Coleman shook up the jazz world 30 years ago by adopting an elastic approach to form. When Coleman took a solo, he might stretch 12 bars worth of material out to 13 and a half bars, or wander from one key into another. Those tactics struck some folks as radically modern, but they weren't much different from what some country blues players had been doing. These days, now that the controversy surrounding Coleman has died down some, a lot of musicians have come to realize what a great composer he is. A couple of albums over the last couple of years showcase Ornette's compositions with very different results. On John Zorn's 1989 album, Spy vs. Spy, the thrashing arrangements tried to recreate the shock value Coleman's music had when it first came along. A new release by drummer Aldo Romano, called To Be or Net To Be, takes the opposite approach. Instead of reminding us how disturbing Coleman's music once seemed, Romano calls attention to the lyricism and springy rhythm it had all along. Aldo Romano comes from Italy, which has one of the richest and most interesting jazz scenes in Europe, something few Americans know about because Italian jazz records are hard to come by in the States. Even avid American jazz fans would have trouble naming a handful of Italian improvisers. But Romano records for the French label Owl, which does have good distribution here, and his Ornette album is a good introduction to some leading Italian players. On trumpet is Paolo Fresu, one musician who has a shot at becoming better known in the States because he fits the modern profile for jazz success. Fresu is in his 20s, and the records he makes under his own name sound like the mainstream jazz of the 1960s. If he lived over here, he'd probably be recording for RCA, and you'd have read about him in Time magazine by now. A lot of this album's appeal is due to Paolo Fresu's lyrical trumpet style and the pleasing vocalized sound he gets using a harmon mute. Lyricism and a singing instrumental tone are two hallmarks of Italian jazz, which makes sense given Italy's rich vocal traditions. The pianist in Aldo Romano's quartet is Franco D'Andrea. Like the leader, he's a veteran jazz man who deserves to be better known. D'Andrea really catches the open spirit of Ornette Coleman's music. Aldo Romano's quartet comes closer to the flexibility of Ornette Coleman's improvising style than most modern jazz groups, including other groups who play Ornette's music. Coleman may have taken jazz the next logical step 30 years ago, but few musicians have been willing or able to follow. The quality of Aldo Romano's album suggests that the way to learn to play like Ornette is to pay close attention to his compositions. If you understand how a jazz musician writes, you'll know a lot about the way he improvises.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York City. He reviewed To Be or Net to Be on the Owl label. This is Fresh Air.